Good evening. I'm going to call a meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, we'd like to swear in our newly elected council persons. Linda Berkovich has already been sworn in previously. So, without a first. Kendall? Thank you.
Okay, raise your right hand. I, Kendall Lopez, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear full faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state, under the authority of the people, so help me God. I do further solemnly swear that I will impartially and justly perform all of the duties of Downbrook Borough Councilman. So help me God.
Who's Hector?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations, or we'll see. Okay. I guess I'm going to reread this again. Mayor's statement: under the provision of NJSA 10-4-6, notice of the time and place of this meeting has been posted and sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger by way of annual notice. At this time, I ask you to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time, we'd like to take roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Present.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Franzatelli.
Here.
Councilman Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinchevich.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Great. Then moving on to recognition of public officials. Oh, with the we're going with the proclamation.
Right there. Stand up.
County Commissioner Ellen Brown.
Oh, I'm still new. Sorry. All right. Thank you. And then the mayor's New Year's message. I did watch last year's. I'm going to try to make it a little more abbreviated. Just to begin, I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. I'd like to thank Rich Januzzi and Lisa Brandy for their time on council, and I would also like to welcome Linda Brinkovich and Kendall Lopez to the council. I look forward to working with all of the members of the council this year. My goal as mayor for 2023 is to focus on quality of life and affordability for our residents and local business owners. And while I know this is a political buzzword, I will strive to make our local government more transparent than ever. The public deserves to know everything we're doing here at Borough Hall. And along those lines, I would also like to see more interaction with our residents wherever possible. I think we've been making improvements on that over the years. And that's it. We're going to move into the rest of the meeting here. Now, proclamation recognizing the service of not only Richard Januzzi and Lisa Brandy, but also Mary Patton. Read which one. Okay, Borough of Bamberg Proclamation, whereas we celebrate the outstanding volunteer service of Mary Patton, and whereas Mary Patton has served on the Shade Tree Commission for over a decade, and whereas Mary expanded her role to chair and has advocated the importance of planting and care of shade and ornamental trees, and whereas Mary has spearheaded various grant initiatives and community events to bring awareness to borough residents. Now, therefore, I, David Morris, Mayor of the Borough of Bamberg, do hereby thank Mary Patton for her commitment to serving on the Shade Tree Commission. Second proclamation, whereas Lisa Brandy was appointed to serve an unexpired term ending December 2022 for the Borough of Bamberg, County of Somerset, State of New Jersey, and whereas Lisa Brandy served as liaison to the Public Safety Committee, Personnel Committees, and Special Improvement District, and whereas Lisa's passion to serve the community reflected in her promotion of the various community events and advocacy for the Bamberg Special Improvement District. Now, therefore, I, David Morris, Mayor of the Borough of Bamberg, do hereby thank Lisa Brandy for her commitment to serving as Councilwoman. Finally, proclamation, whereas Richard Januzzi was elected to serve as Councilman for a three-year term ending December 2022 for the Borough of Bamberg, County of Somerset, State of New Jersey, and whereas Richard Januzzi served as liaison to the Library Board, Department of Code Enforcement, and Board of Health, and whereas the Borough Council recognizes Richard Januzzi's contributions and commitment to the betterment of the Bamberg community. Now, therefore, I, David Morris, Mayor of the Borough of Bamberg, do hereby thank Richard Januzzi for his commitment to serving as councilman.
So, Mayor, there's no Richard Chad yet?
I just mentioned that beforehand.
We're working on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to ask, she's going to request you for additional details, and I'd like to read it for the next meeting.
Awesome.
If possible.
Appreciate it.
So remember, let's add that to the next, next meeting. Okay. Pretty simple here. Moving on. Do I have a nomination for council president?
I'd like to nominate David Gomez as council president.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other?
I'd like to nominate Vinny Petty. This is Linda Brinchevich.
Yes. Yeah. 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 This morning.
Okay.
This morning. All right. So we have two. Well, do we have a second for Vinny Petty?
I can't second myself.
No. I don't think so. Can you?
Yes. Isn't that conflict of interest?
No. You can second yourself.
Legal.
I was going to say no, but
then no, it is.
Okay, well, then you can't. I couldn't vote a member, but I'm just like you can do it.
So no.
Give me a minute. Honestly, I've never had it come up, so forgive me.
Sure. I'll tell you what. I'll second it. How's that?
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Wait a second. All right. I guess we'll do a roll call for...
You would do Abel first.
For Abel, since it was nominated first. All right. Roll call for Abel as council president.
Councilman Petty.
Abstain.
Councilman Prancitelli.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Stand.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Question cut? That's it.
Three yeses.
Do I do another one? Do the next one?
I don't know. No,
so two three yeses, two abstentions, and then one no.
Yeah, you have
no,
a majority. Well, yes, you have a majority. So,
a two
yeah, so
the majority.
The majority.
So we don't do another one.
I mean, you can, but the result is pretty self-determined.
Yeah. All right. All right. Then,
well, thank you very much. I appreciate the vote of confidence, gentlemen.
Okay, now, adoption of the bylaws. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, we're all set. Okay, 2023 council committee appointments. These are all filled out here. I don't know if these are up for discussion. I don't know what the process is for selecting these. If this is council, do we go through each one or?
The committees are mayoral appointments.
These are council appointments.
Say again?
These are council appointments.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about committees. My bad.
Yes,
I'm looking at the wrong item.
And we can, I think we can vote on everything together, is what we've done in the past.
Unless someone objects on something.
It's Linda. I'd like to change one of the kits.
Then let's go through all of them and vote each one because.
Okay.
Well, shouldn't we find out what the change?
No, absolutely not. Let's go. We can start from the top, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, starting with the Finance Committee, listed here, Chairperson Dominic, Councilman Longo, and Councilman Gomez and Councilman Petty.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Do I have to do all in favor with these?
On a motion, you're good. First and second, you're good.
No, do I have to vote?
Well, it's roll call.
Roll call, okay. All right, I was just checking if I do the all in favor.
Okay,
all right, roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Okay.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. The Chairperson, Councilwoman Brinkovich, and alternate Councilman Petty and Councilman Francitelli. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Public Safety, Police and Fire, Chairperson, Councilman Gomez, alternate Councilman Lopez and Councilman Longo. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
This is the one I would like to have discussion.
Oh, sorry, discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to nominate Vinny Petty as the Chair of Public Safety. And that would be...
You just made a motion to approve this, right? So there's no...
Councilman Gomez would be on zoning and construction.
All right, so let's vote on it.
Well, I thought we did a motion and then a second and a discussion.
Yes. Okay. So that's the discussion. She would like to change it, so...
So
now can you call a vote?
If you don't want...
He just has to call a vote.
But just so everybody understands, if you don't want it the way it's written here, you would vote no.
Right.
Correct. So everybody gets that.
Okay. So if we want to do what Councilman Brinchevich is recommending, we would
have to first reject this.
We'd have to reject
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Pizzatelli?
Yes.
One second. Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right, pass as is. Oof. All right, personnel. Yeah,
since we're all in agreement on the rest, can we just do it in one vote?
Is that the only,
If you're all in agreement, you can.
Yes, just to save time.
Okay. So we're going to now make a motion on personnel, administration, economic development, zoning, construction, code enforcement, these three all in one. Do we have a motion to?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I disagree with the economic development, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
That's
perfect. Then I'll say no. Too.
All right. So 4-2. Passed. Okay. On to 2023 council liaison appointments. Do we have any? Do we want to discuss any of these?
I think you have to make a motion first.
Motion.
Ava.
Okay. We have a motion.
A second, Tom.
Any discussion?
Yes. I just double checked. The Board of Health liaison actually can't be Linda because under the bylaws, because I'm head of code enforcement, I got to be the Board of Health.
Okay. But you're code enforcement?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. So we all agree on that. Okay.
And I'll, hi, it's Linda. On the Bound Brook Municipal Alliance and Youth Services Commission, it may make sense to have Dom on that because it does deal with the youth services, and Dom is on the Board of Education. So just wanted to pose that to the borough, to the rest of the council. And I had a couple other comments, so I don't know if you want to go one by one, or do you want to hear all the comments?
It would be better to do it one by one. So, Dominic, do you want that position or not?
So,
I mean, does the council agree? I'm kind of new to this. I've been kind of evaluating what kind of makes sense.
Let's find out if he's interested before we have a discussion, if he's not interested in current appointments.
Well, I'm always interested in serving the youth of Bound Brook. But there's been a change on the Board of Ed. I took my name off, and I think Kendall, who's a teacher,
Yeah.
So if your correlation was that whoever was the Board of Ed should be also the Municipal Alliance, then we can make that correction to Councilman Lopez.
I would recommend just leave it as is. I think.
Wait, I don't want the position.
You don't want it.
Okay. No, I think I agree with Linda. I should go with.
So I recommend that Linda takes it. I think she only has one other thing. So.
Yeah, I may be looking at the previous agenda that had you, Dom, down for the Board of Ed. So apologies.
Yeah, you're probably looking at the wrong agenda.
Yeah, that was the initial one I was sent out, but I sent the correction to Jasmine this morning.
Okay.
Or whatever, separately.
And the only other a couple of comments, the cultural arts committee, you know, maybe Kendall's going to be getting too much.
No, thank you. I'd like to take that. I already spoke. So just so the council knows, I did poll members of the council, and these are the committees they wanted. So I would recommend that we, other than the one Vinnie Petty change, everybody else has agreed to these committees. So I would recommend we vote in favor of all of them.
And, well, I also wanted to be the planning board liaison, so that was another.
As did I.
Well, Linda served on a planning board for how long, Linda? 12 years?
Pardon me? Yeah,
how long were you on the planning board?
12 years.
Mm-hmm. I think I served on there 8 years, 9 years, so.
Okay. Oh, you were on the planning board?
Oh, yeah, for a long time. From like 2009 to 2013, and then I spent about 5 other years on it. So, yeah.
My thought process was...
Hey, how about this? Why don't we just go down line by line and we vote yes or no on them instead of all this discussion back and forth?
Well, I mean, I like to match up people's backgrounds and preferences to what they're...
Well, Mr. Mayor, not to be abrupt, but this actually doesn't involve you in this point. This is our appointment. This is council appointment. So, if we can, let's just move on.
All right.
If you don't like it, you can vote no. If you like it, vote yes. Thank you.
We're going
to
go.
I'd like to make a motion to approve everything as is with the one
second. Second.
So, okay, I have just one more item.
We have a motion.
There's a motion.
If I'm being taken off the Board of Health.
Wait, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Linda.
Councilwoman.
Hang on.
Councilwoman. Councilwoman, this is Dina Rosenthal, the borough attorney. There's been a motion and a second. So we need to do a roll call vote. You can vote no, of course, but we have a motion pending that needs to be voted on.
I think this is an all in favor of.
Well, I just want to point out that I'm only on one committee then, and you may want to appoint me to something else like the SID. So, you know, other people, right, I'm only on the Library Advisory Board. I just want to, you know, kind of spread the wealth and not, you know, dump on, you know, other council members. So.
All right, well, we have to take a vote.
Uh-huh.
So we're with the change of Board of Health to Councilman Petty, all in favor of the...
What did you decide on the municipal lines? I thought you were changing that.
No,
we're leaving for now. I'd like to change later.
Wait, okay. No, we have to. There's another reason I forgot to say.
What's that?
I'm working for the Board of Ed as an outside contractor right now. So I really don't want to deal with that. Even though I know it's not.
It's paid. Outside the wrapping part. All right, since nobody will take it, I'll take it. All right. Abel Gomez for Bound Brook and South Bound Brook Municipal Alliance. No more hot potato. Let's move on.
All right, so with those two changes.
So, I made a motion with the two changes.
Second.
We have a second.
All in favor?
So, wait, I don't know if I'm tracking with you guys. So am I being appointed to any other committees other than...
Not right now.
...the library or just the library?
Just the library.
Would you consider me for the SID? I live downtown... I'm going to be working with public
Hey, work. We already made a motion, a second. Can we move on, guys?
Yeah, we have to take a vote.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
All right. I oppose. We should really talk about this.
You would think, but I don't have any control over it apparently. All right, moving on to mayoral appointments. For planning board... We are appointing Mark B to a 4-year term and the expiration 12/31/26 class 4. Marilee Sanders, 4-year term, 12/31/26 class 4. Josh Schroeder as a 2-year alternate 2, 12/31/24 expiration. And Jim Ayotte as a class 2, 3-year term, 12/31/25. Next.
Can I ask a question? And forgive me because I know I'm new here with you guys, but who's the council liaison?
That's me.
Okay, thanks.
Do we, sorry.
It should be on there.
I don't think it's
not on here, but it should be. You have to be appointed every year.
Oh, it's planning board. So we did it right before that in the council liaisons. It's
okay.
The fourth one from the bottom.
Nope,
thank
that's
you.
That's
just making sure it's included.
Yep,
no worries.
Okay, now these are our mayoral appointments with consent of Borough Council. I guess there are five appointees for Parking Commission. I guess we don't have to read them. Do we just do a motion? The appointees are Anthony Gaglia, 3-year term, Nick DelVecchio, 2-year term, Fred Nerger, 1-year term, David Dombey, 3-year term. Can I get a motion on these?
Motion. Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Great. Okay, on to Historic Preservation Commission. We have just the one appointee, Carl Scherzer, for 3-year term as alternate. Do I have a...
Motion to table.
Motion to table. Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Motion to table.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right. All right, so we're going to table the appointment for Historic Preservation Commission. Next is the Library Advisory Board. There is only one spot, Judy Bailey, for the 4-year term. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Great. Board of Health, the appointees, Kristen Giamello to a 3-year term, Lisa Hansen for a 4-year term, and Pat O'Reilly for a 2-year term. Do I have a motion?
Motion to only approve Christina Giamella, as the other two people haven't been polled whether they want to be on the group or not.
Yeah, we can't. Okay, let's vote for Christina first because Abel's cannot vote for that business. No. So
this is what we spoke about before.
I will make the motion. No.
Okay, so we're only looking at appointing one here. And I have a motion from Councilman Prenzatelli. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Is there discussion? What's wrong with the other two?
No, they haven't been...
Yeah, we can talk about that. We're just doing one now, so we can talk about those two.
Later. Yeah, we're just going to do the...
This one has to be done separately because...
Just the one person?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prenzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Recuse.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right, as for the other two, you said what?
They haven't been asked, right?
Okay.
So we should probably just
so
ask
we have the these are whole placeholders, so we're going to just take those two.
If we ask them over the week and they say yes, then we'll add them to our next agenda.
Good. Yeah, that's the way a small town works. All right, for cultural arts, we have a renewal of Maria Estrada, Bonnie Groove, Chris Schaffner, Anna Schaffner, Lisa Melman, Robert Vogel, and Thomas Garacci for 3-year, 2-year, and 1-year terms. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prenzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right. Move along. Now, we have consent agenda resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Does anyone have any of these resolutions that they would like to be removed to be voted on separately?
Can we pull out 005? Is that that's all the professional, that's the lawyer, the planner, the right?
I believe.
Yes.
Okay, so just five. So
All right. I have a feeling about one of them, so that's all.
Okay, well, let's pass all the rest of them and we'll move on to that. Do we have a motion to accept to pass 2023-01 through 04 and 06 through 10?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, 2023-005, resolution appointing municipal professionals.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Do we have discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to discuss the town planner and go with the planning firm from Red Bank, which the name just escapes me right now. I'm looking at my notes. about that. Sorry about that. Okay. Maybe Jasmine can help me out here because I don't have my notes with me, but... For the town planner.
No, she has no clue the planner this was approved. It doesn't matter. The motion's on the table to approve this, the discussion, so she doesn't want to do that. Any other discussion? Yeah.
Just the honor that Carlos Rodriguez is an awesome man.
Yeah.
Highly respected. Award-winning.
Multiple award winners for Downbrook. We have, I think, 7 or 8 awards for our master plan, for circulation, for Hamilton Street. Hamilton Street, I think, won 3 awards alone. Our master plan won 2, or the redevelopment plan won 2 individual planning awards and has gained us multiple grants and opportunities. And we have the opportunity to redevelop our downtown.
I'm afraid to tell you if your ideas stinks.
Which is nice to hear. Yeah, you don't have a yes, man.
It's not a yes. I don't know, that's what some people mean.
All right, Michelle. Okay.
So we've had, right, Carlos Rodriguez as the town planner, and he's been on the planning board as a planner. And we see what he could do. We see what Bound Brook looks like. And I think it's time to introduce a new planner and get a different perspective. And that planner is the planner from Red Bank that submitted their credentials.
Okay.
Who, again, has done a very good job in many towns.
Also, I have a question. I don't think it matters more for you. Is there any conflict that the assistant prosecutor is also the public defender?
Well, they wouldn't be serving in both roles at the same time.
Okay. I'm like, wait a second. That's the same name. All right. So that's okay, right? That they're...
And if they wouldn't be doing it at the same time, then yes.
Okay.
The planner that I'm referring to is HGA. Hayer, Gruhl, and Associates from Red Bank. And, yes, thanks for bringing that up, Mayor, about the conflict.
They said a
public defender, different than the prosecuting assistant prosecutor.
That's been okay.
Okay. So I'd like to nominate HGA.
Nope. That's not how this works. It's a firm, right? So it wouldn't be the same person, right? Yeah, exactly. It's not the same. It would be two.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Okay. Can we get a little?
That was just a question.
So I just want to make a comment before we vote. I just want to make a comment about the planner. I'm not ready to, start again with a new planner then cost the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars to draw up a new plan, start from the beginning. So I think your idea of just starting again and bringing in somebody else who then has to do their own studies, delaying the progress we made in this town is unfathomable for me. So there's no shame
in
voting yes to that.
Yeah. I didn't say start again. I didn't say do a new plan. I said bring in a planner and get their perspective of what's been done and where we're going forward with development. That's not proposing to redo everything. There's things you can't redo. I'm not looking to spend thousands of dollars, but I think it's an opportunity to get a perspective from another planner. We've had Carlos and his design firm on both the planning board and the council, and I made the same suggestion when I was on the planning board, and we had T&M step in. T&M, for that matter, has a planner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I believe there's a motion.
Yeah, that's a motion. So that's the discussion.
Okay, and I'll second you.
Yeah, there has been motion seconded, and then we're going to go ahead and take a vote on that. I guess we'll do roll call.
Yep.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevic?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right, that completes that section. And now on to council comments. Is this open for anyone? Any comments for council for
the new elect?
You want to start?
No, you go first. No, President, you go first. All right.
Well, I want to welcome everybody back, and I want to welcome our new members of council. Kendall, it's a pleasure to have you here, Linda. We look forward to working with you guys. Looking forward to really moving town forward and continue doing making progress here in this town. So I look forward, Mr. Mayor, I look forward to working with you for the next year in your capacity. And thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening.
Tony, you want to say?
Sure. Happy New Year, everybody. And there's not much else to say than what the table said. Kendall, it's a pleasure working, getting you elected, and happy to have you here. And Linda, I've known you most of my life, so glad to have you here. And we're just all looking forward to a good year.
I'll just say, reiterating what Tony and Abel said, I think 2023 is going to be an exciting year. We've got a lot of projects coming online, a lot of new changes or new personnel that are coming to the borough, and welcome the two new appointees. We're always looking for new ideas, and if you can explain it and we like it, believe me, I'm going to vote for it. And once again, I welcome you here.
Congratulations to everybody. Happy New Year. I can't wait to work with all of you. It's nice to see new blood, new ideas. And I say this every year. We work for the people. Always keep the people first when we make our decisions. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. First of all, my friends, for being here, to all the people that helped me through the campaign. It's an honor to have been elected, and I am here as an elected officer by the people, for the people, to work hard, to help and support any good ideas, to bring ideas, and I will do my best to serve Bambridge to the best of my capabilities, and happy to hear everybody.
Hi. My turn now?
Yes.
Yep. Good.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, thank you, you know, first of all, everyone, for your support and words of encouragement for running for office in Boundbrook. Apologies, I could not make the meeting there tonight in person. I'm actually out in Detroit on a business trip. But it's an honor to serve in Boundbrook, represent the town and the voice of the people. And I just want to emphasize, Boundbrook is so unique, right? It's the gem of Somerset County, being the oldest settlement in Somerset County. No other town can state that. And I hope and look to embrace, you know, our Revolutionary War history, enhance our historic character, and respect ourselves as the oldest settlement in Somerset County, right? We're culturally significant. Again, the Red War history, we have such a great Red War history and our diverse town. You know, in the 1900s, right, there was a book, A Place to Dwell, and Boundbrook was a destination, and I really think, you know, we can be this unique destination, and not to rebuild the town, but to revitalize and to work off of the good bones and foundation that we have. So, I look forward to working with the Department of Public Works and Dale. You know, they are the glue that keeps this town together, and, you know, I guess just really stay tuned for updates and on the progress we'll make, and hope you all be happy with the work that we can get done in 2023 and beyond. And thank you again, everyone.
All right, thank you all.
Can we table the appointment for the prosecutor and the public defender? I believe there are ethics opinions on this.
So then let's just nominate the public defender in case, and then we...
That's fine. I would rather do one and not both because there are ethics opinions on it, and
okay, so
I want to make sure we're okay.
Just so that we have a prosecutor.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, so then I have a motion
to... Let's go back and do just the one.
All right, motion two, and I don't know the name.
That's going to be 2023-005.
Well, read it and I'll... 005.
That's just a...
Oh, okay. So should we? So how should we do this?
So tell me again. Who do you want to appoint?
So I'd like to make a motion for a resolution appointment municipal professionals minus the backup.
The assistant prosecutor.
The assistant prosecutor.
So we're going to hold the prosecutor. Now let's do a revote.
So we have the prosecutor, and we're going to hold the assistant.
Yes.
And And then the public, because the public defender was the same as the assistant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So all just.
Right. So
just,
we're going to reintroduce, just tabling the assistant prosecutor position. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brnjnovic?
Abstain.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right, good.
And then if you can get, because I think that person was the only one that...
I'll tell you my concern. I understand it's the assistant, but when we're in that situation,
your concerns.
So let me look into it. I'll get you an answer right away.
Okay, because we may have to send that back out
yep.
because it was the only person, I think,
yes,
that, or the only company
happened.
That...
If yeah. I determine you can't do it...
That was the only reason they were on there.
Yeah.
Understood. Thank right. you.
And somebody else didn't file like their actual paperwork, so we couldn't even consider them for the other part. So yeah, this was a process of elimination more than anything.
Line up.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay. Any new business? Hearing none, I'd like to open this at this time to the public for comment. There being none. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Good night.
That's it. Motion is being adjourned. 7:44.